Dean and Raj mornings.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
The Eagle, Houston's only classic rock.
Birthday scam time. We're going to call this guy. He bought some flowers at one of those floral departments in a grocery store for his wife for their anniversary, and they died.
Quickly.
You know, I think he got like a cheap bunch that you buy there in the discount area. And she thought it would be funny if we called. He complained to the store, so he's waiting to hear from the manager, and here we are.
Some very strong adult language in this, and it's a definite parental warning.
Hi, this is Andrew.
Andrew, Chip Wiggins calling from. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Getting back to you, I had a message that there was an issue with the floral department.
Yeah, you the manager?
I am, yes.
My wife's anniversary was last week, and basically, you know, I paid $14.99 for these damn flowers, and 24 hours, these things were dead.
You know, we do tell people when they buy the flowers that you need to snip the ends before you put them in the water. Did your wife do that?
I don't know. Listen, I just bought the flowers, man. It actually ruined my anniversary, and I want a refund. I want my money back because they died within 24 hours.
Also, there's a packet of powder that you're supposed to add into the water.
All I know is that I spent $15 on some roses that I was supposed to have for my anniversary, and turns out, again, you guys, for some reason, got a bad batch, and I just want my money back. That's all.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a guarantee. There's just so many factors that can go into that, and we don't know how they're cared for when they get home.
Is there somebody that I could speak to higher up than you? Because, again, I'm not $15. You guys ruined my anniversary, and I'm really upset.
Okay, now
you know, this is not good customer service at all, and I need my money back.
Could we avoid
to get my money back?
Can we avoid the foul language? That would be a start.
Don't tell me to avoid my language because you guys are scamming me out of $15.
$15? You really went all out, didn't you, for the anniversary?
Listen, first of all, bro, don't sit here and mock me. It's because of you guys. My anniversary didn't go well. Where is my money? I need my money back.
$15, that's horribly low for an anniversary. I don't mean to judge you. You know, we have $30 bouquets that probably would have been a little nicer.
You know, you're really getting on my nerves.
And your language.
I need my money. I'm going to come down there.
I'm trying.
I'm going to come down there.
To be rational.
These roses that you guys
don't come down
told
here.
Me, and I want to get my money back.
I do not want to see you here.
If I don't get my money back, there's going to be a problem.
What is the problem?
Well, you'll find out when I get over there.
What do you mean by that?
Don't worry about it. Give me my money back and you don't have to worry about it.
Tell me what you mean, tough guy.
You're going to have my money when I get there?
You're going to take it from me?
Are you going to have my money when I get there?
It'll be in my back pocket.
Dude, this is bullshit.
You're not coming down here. You know why?
Why?
Because you're a pussy.
Wow. You know what? I'm coming right now.
Oh, no.
I'm getting in my car right now, and I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to kick your ass.
You could have been here by now. We have a special right now on a certain bouquet. It's a dozen pussy willows.
Excuse me?
Half off.
You're the manager. You're the manager over this store, and you're talking to me like that?
No.
Andrew, it's not the store. It's Dean and Raj. We're doing the birthday scam. This is from Natalie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Sorry about your flowers.
You guys had me for a second.
Sorry about your anniversary, but at least we can help you out for your birthday. And you tell Natalie we called.
Guys, you guys are too much, man. You guys have me really riled up here.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.